Today's prayer of Prophet Jeremiah appears to stretch us beyond our imagination. When was the last time you encountered a confused, failed God, let alone one who is grieving, to the point where Jeremiah asks, "Why should you be like someone confused, like a mighty warrior who cannot give help? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us and are called by your name. Do not forsake us." As if this is not enough, after further conversation about other prophets who are not sent by God and who are prophesying a lying vision, and together with the people who are consumed by the sword and famine, Jeremiah is sent back to the people to tell them, "Let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter, my people, is struck down with a very grievous wound." As if to say, and this is God speaking, "Leave me alone to grieve the dead in the field and in the city." But the unshakable prophet Jeremiah and the people he was speaking on behalf could have none of it. In unison, they cried out, "Have you completely rejected Judah? Does your heart loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We look for peace, but find no good, for a time of healing, but there is terror instead." Sensing God's deafening silence and contempt, they persistently confess their wickedness and the sins of their ancestors. In total desperation, they turn to God, proclaiming what is at stake. God's name is at stake, God's glorious throne, and above all, the covenant that he had made with the people. Then finally they declare God is the source of rain and the showers by denouncing idols of the nations with a final decree. "We set our hope on God, who is the source of all creation." Like the days of Jeremiah, each generation is confronted by multiple death-dealing crises and immense disordering of our relationship with God, the creator of all creation, both human and non-human. Every Sunday, we are reminded of some of these crises, including ecological crises, as we pray for different countries. As noted by Elaine Davis, whose book some of us were reading not long time ago, who is a biblical and practical theology scholar and educator, ecology is a specialized academic subject, a science, which literally means the study of relationships. But most importantly for our purposes today, ecological crises is distinctly, or ecology is distinctly a theological subject. She goes further to note that for the last 200 years, mostly technology has contributed to this ecological crisis. But as I got inspired by the lament of Jeremiah, I heard the booming voice of Paul speaking to the Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not just the creation, but ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Remember those fruits that we talked about the last two Sundays? Groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it patiently. And yes, in different ways in the liturgy, including sermons, we are often invited to be agents of resistance, hope, and transformation, as we have witnessed in Jeremiah's prayer of lament and confession. One thing that Elaine Davis is inviting us to do is to engage in ecological repentance because of our own contributions to the ecological crisis that we are talking about. We are equally exhorted to uphold truth-telling as we pour our hearts bare to name the pain, loss, and grief in our individual and community life, with the reassurance that God listens, weeps with us, and hears our cries. In every generation, we have witnesses who, like the psalmists, teach us joyful songs of praise of the living God and thanksgiving. As we started our service this morning, while others edify us with the language of lament and confession. Other witnesses of God's promise of hope and fullness of life are doers of the work of justice, peace, and restoration of the broken relationships with creation, humanity, and our Creator. And some of them do it at great cost of their life. And through their works, we hear the word of God became flesh and dwells among us. The reason Jeremiah and his people could not give up, no matter how many people were lost through the famine and the sword. Because even in the midst of their lament, we hear them declaring that God is among us. This month, 21 years ago, my fellow countrywoman, the late Professor Wangari Maathai Mathai, became the first African woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize for her environmental and gender justice work through the Green Belt Movement that has spread in different parts of the world. Through the act of tree planting, Wangari taught rural women how to restore fertility of the soil, how to restore their own dignity and economic empowerment. At the same time, providing employment to thousands of young people. In a deeply entrenched patriarchal society, Wangari suffered intimidation, violence, indignity, and insults, even from the head of the state and other powerful political characters. But she never gave up. Today, as theologians interrogate her work and writings, some of us are not afraid to name and celebrate her as an ecofeminist who provides a prophetic voice. Even though she clearly declared she is not a theologian, she was a veterinarian scientist who turned out to be an environmentalist and many other things, and that's why she was recognized for her work at the global level. In our own midst, we have had poets like Chad Michael Rimmer, who gifted us with a book, Yellow Chemo Poetry from a Caregiver's Journey, which he published in 2018, as he journeyed with beloved Natalie and the children. In his poem titled Hannah's Song, or Praise of the Body, Chad reminds us that most often we don't hear the prayers of lament, but we hear the song of praise. As we know, Hannah, when she was lamenting, Eli could not hear what she was saying. But when she was gifted with a child, we know the song that she sang. So sometimes our prayers of pain, loss, and grief are not heard out there. But when we go through the rough patch, you may hear us singing joyful songs. We set our hope on God, and that's why, even when it's so difficult, we find the voice to praise God. Let me give you one last example of a human being of our time who has done so much work to remind us that we are called to be agents of resistance, hope, and transformation. Gynecologist Denise Mukwege, a Congolese and a feminist in his own words, another African Nobel Prize laureate, whose unwavering dedication to justice, peace, and healing of victims of atrocious sexual and gender-based violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has saved many lives. At Pans Hospital in Bukavu, Denise bears witness to women's strength in the face of unbearable pain and uncertainty as they turn pain into power, healing, joy, and transformation. It is not to say that many have died or many survivors live with the scars. In addition to the hospital, through his advocacy, helped to create the City of Joy, which is featured in a 2018 Netflix documentary. City of Joy provides a safe space for raped women and offers protection, education, and inspiration. These were the women when Mukwege had to go into exile, and they demanded that he comes back. They assured him that they will protect him. And indeed, when you look at the documentary, in the midst of all the United Nations protection mechanisms, these are the women who are at the forefront providing security for him. In our daily lives, in our neighborhoods, we can name many more witnesses whose prayers of lament, confession, thanksgiving, petition, intercession, and acts of mercy hold open the possibility of rebirth, of hope, and new life in Jesus Christ. The one who hears our silent murmurs and weeps with us. For those of us who are grieving and may not have words to talk to God, or even your close family and friends, may you find solace to know that God grieves with us, our rock of ages. Those of us who can't find the language of lament, even in silence, let's remember God, who may appear silent, is busy working on our behalf to bring us back to hope, to bring us back to life, our rock of ages. Amen.